Valentine's Day isn't a favorite holiday for all people, especially not people who aren't in a romantic relationship. But what about a bundle of unexpected letters written by strangers from a little town far away? Well, a town in West Virginia is about to receive about 700 love letters. These letters express well wishes, even for those who claim to be left out of Valentine's Day. Last year, folks in Thomas, West Virginia, handwrote hundreds of letters to send to another small town that was chosen basically at random. The idea was to remind people that someone out there, someone that they never even met, really and genuinely cares. Gail Snyder lives in Madrid, New Mexico. Last winter, she was one of the people who received one of those love letters.
It was this total surprise, and everyone had their own private experience of going to their mailbox and finding this mysterious thing in the mailbox. It was addressed to fellow human being. It was like we got this special blessing or something from these strangers that none of us knew.
These whimsical letters were part of a community art project organized by Art Spring. Audrey Stephenson is an AmeriCorps volunteer who helped organize the project.
Well, I thought it was an amazing idea right off the bat. I thought that just what a sweet thing to do.
Seth Pitt first had the idea. He's an artist who co-owns the White Room Art Gallery in Thomas.
This was a thing that I used to do. I used to write letters to strangers, and I thought maybe it would even be a little bit more impactful if everyone was sitting around in a room together, all trying to send out goodwill to their fellow humans on this earth. I do think that a large part of this project, its goal is to make people not feel so isolated from one another.
People who live in the towns of Madrid and Thomas learned that they do share some similarities. They're both former coal mining towns, which have had to find other ways to survive when the coal mines in their town shut down. One town in the desert and another in the Appalachian Mountains, somehow connected by these little pages of art.
It gave us all hope, I think. You know, hope that we aren't just these isolated little communities struggling.
So last year, the residents in Madrid were inspired to start their own project, and they sent similar letters to another small town in New Mexico. So far, Gail says, they haven't heard back. But Seth says that some of the people in Madrid actually decided to just write back to the people in Thomas.
One of the coolest stories was that one of the kids around here, she sent a little piece of her art, and it landed in the mailbox of an artist who lived out there. And the lady replied to her and kind of critiqued her art and told her what she liked about it. And that prompted the girl who lived here to send her another piece of art. And they're still exchanging letters to this day, which is pretty cool.
The last few weeks, Seth, Audrey, and other folks in Thomas have begun another letter-writing campaign, this time for residents of a small town in West Virginia.
I don't know if I want to tell you the town, because then they'll all know that they're coming. And we kind of like it to be a surprise.
So for now, we'll leave it a mystery for you to ponder. But I will say this. All you cynics out there, watch out. A stranger could disarm all of your objections to Valentine's Day with a singular, unexpected love letter, reminding you that someone out there, someone who doesn't even know your name, sends their love. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Thomas.